Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Now, as always, for those of you who are down in the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, everywhere else, including right here in the beautiful, wow, it's nice to get a break from the rain we were asking for, Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. And after the show, I will be checking into the chat room, which producer Kaina will be opening at any moment. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can call in and have her either send a message to me or you can hang there. And then after the show, I'll be logging in and answering questions. So today, one of my favorite laws by our friend Murphy, and you know the idea of Murphy's Law, the one that most people go with is, what is it? If anything can possibly go wrong, it will. And there is an entire, if you check on the internet or there's books that talk about it, of all the different things that are along those lines, slightly pessimistic and yet very realistic. One of my favorites is that if you believe that everything is accounted for, then obviously there's something you don't know about. Now, today we're going to be looking at that paradigm and how easy it is to cram our lives so full of things to do that we lose sight of the importance of occasionally having nothing to do but be. And when you find that you are timing your schedule to the minute. It's like, okay, if I leave here at 5:45, I will get there at 6:15, and then I leave from there. If you're doing that, if you're rushing from one thing to another, if you're forgetting appointments, and if your to-do list leaves you with kind of a queasy feeling, then maybe you need to take a look at making balance a priority. Now, one of the reasons that this topic came up was that I probably do this more than anyone I know. There are certain times when I make sure that I schedule time for myself, and yet there are times when I find that suddenly I've got a whole lot of things to do. And when things start to kind of pile up, it's like, oh, I got to write that down, or oh, let me remember that. Or if we become too dependent on our technology, which for some reason I did not get reminders for certain things, it's like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. If there is so much going on your list that it's that easy to totally forget something or someone, maybe it's time to take a look at how much you've piled on yourself. And especially at this time of the year, oh my gosh, there's family, there's friends, there's events, there's work, because most people still have to work through the holidays. And even if you're a teacher and you get the holidays off, still there's a lot to do. There's the regular house stuff that you have to do, and the cooking and the cleaning and all of the maintenance things. And then you've got company coming over, or maybe you have events that you need to go to, or maybe you're expecting company to come in and stay with you, or maybe you've got people, you know, you're going to be the one going and you've got to settle, make sure everything's set in the house. So when you look at all the different things that you need to do, most people don't make a priority of, I need to give myself some rest. I need to take it easy. Our bodies need resting time. If we are constantly on the go, there are certain chemical reactions that are happening. One, if it's a lot of high-pressure stuff, adrenaline is constantly running at this, you know, higher than normal level because you're anxious. You know, you've got that, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. And our bodies suffer when we go into that place because normally we're not sleeping well because we're spending all our time thinking about what it is that we could be doing. And we tend to overtax ourselves. We do too much lifting. We do, we're carrying heavy things. And often that is going to create pain in our bodies, and that pain is trying to tell us, hey, something needs to change because this isn't working. So when we look at how much we have in our, if you've got one of those to-do lists that you just look at and you almost don't even know what to do on it, it's to the point where it's paralyzing, then you need to step back and listen to yourself. There's a lot of things that I have on my plate that I did intentionally. You know, it's like, okay, I'm starting a nonprofit organization. I am, you know, putting together a tour group for next November to, you know, to England. I have obligations that I have in my spiritual practices. I have things that I'm, you know, I'm working on my second book. I'm doing all kinds of things, and I find that there's no place that I can relax. There's no place that I can rest. And when I do reach that point, one of a couple of things happen. Either I start having migraines again, or my body goes into an illness state. And it's my reminder that, okay, I need to back off. I need to rest for a few days. I need to make sure on that to-do list are some things that I want to do. And that, you know, when you say, oh, well, I have to do what I need to do, it's like, look, what we always think is necessary isn't necessarily necessary. It's what we choose. Well, I've got to go visit all these people. No, you choose to go visit all those people. Decide maybe you can ease back. Killing yourself every year and wrecking your body trying to get all the shopping done and get all the decorations up and getting all these things done, it's time to take a look at, first off, is it something you actually enjoy doing? Now, you may enjoy the result, but is it something that you are enjoying doing to the point that it's worth it? So, you know, on that little comparison scale, is the energy you're putting into it equivalent to the energy you're getting out of it? Is the pain you're putting into it worth the pleasure you get out of it? Yes, you may feel better for yourself if you're doing a whole bunch of things for a whole bunch of people, but really, how is it that you can really be totally there for them and not be totally there for yourself? Taking that time, sometimes saying no. Or even if you can't say no, say, you know what, not this year. Leave it open for next year, but no, I really think I need to dial back this year. People put themselves in financial stresses over what they spend and what they're doing. No, you don't need to do that. Even if you could go through and choose one thing that you could change, it could be something that benefits your mind. Well, you know what? On my to-do list is going to be that I'm going to spend 1 hour a day sitting and listening to music I love and just laying back and relaxing. Okay. It could be something for your spirit. You know, I'm going to go and do a meditation, or, you know, I'm going to go and listen to, you know, my favorite Christmas spiritual music. Or, you know, I'm going to go, and some people really find a lot of pleasure in just going to, you know, wonderful holy places where they can just sit and be there. Or, you know, enjoying being out in nature. That's wonderful. And, you know, or something for your body. I'm going to go and I'm going to treat myself to a massage. People do not get enough massages. And it's not just about that physical piece, which, although it's really great, you know, when you're dealing with pain in your body, one of the best things that you can do is, first off, you know, get an evaluation of what's going on, figure out what's happening, and allow a massage to help you to relax. It relaxes you emotionally, and it helps release those muscles. So making sure that you are able to take that time out to really put things into your list where you are going to make sure you make yourself a priority. Because when you do that, you bring yourself back into balance. And that is one of the ways that you can be able to make it through this season and make it through those times when we find that we have piled stuff a little too much. One of my main things is I just love learning new things. And recently an opportunity to learn something new has come in. And, well, of course, I am going to do it. And I know that, okay, if I really want to do this, what has to give? I may have to back off of something else in order to be able to bring this in and have this happen in a good way. The constant running, it drains us. It costs us on a mental, physical, and spiritual level when we don't get a chance to rest, to enjoy ourselves, to laugh. There is nothing really that is better for, you know, the human body than being able to laugh. It is, you know, it helps us on a physical level because it does. It creates a chemical reaction that releases endorphins. And it allows us to let everything relax. So, you know, in paying attention to what it is that we're feeling, when you think of the things that you have to do, what do you feel? Check in with yourself. Where in your body do you feel it? Some people feel it tight in the chest. Some people feel it in their low back. You know, some just get a raging headache. What is it that you can let go of that you can tell somebody, you know what, I just can't do that this year, that you can do to release some of that pressure? And being able to pay attention to, you know, focusing on ourselves. What is it? If you've got some sort of chronic pain or discomfort that you've been setting, you know, it's like, oh, my back hurts or my head hurts or this hurts, but I've got these other things to do, so I'm going to take what's happening to me and put it on the back burner. I'm not going to pay attention to that, and I'm going to push through. That's wrong. Don't do it. Pay attention to what's going on. If a part of you is hurting, it's hurting for a reason. And it may just be as simple as, hey, you need to back off, you need to lift a different way, you need to, you know, take a look at if something's going on structurally. Or, you know, if you don't do that, it's going to get worse. So it really is important to take that step back, address when something is in your body is saying, hey, something's not right, and then deal with it, and then you can move on in a much better way. So in the spirit of the fact that we do need to pay attention to our bodies and take good care of our bodies in a good way, we've got Tani calling from New York and is having some arm pain. Hello, Tani.
Hello. Greetings. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. How's New York?
New York is pretty nice today. Thank you for asking.
Well, good, good. You know, I know a lot of folks out there, and, you know, just blessings, because I know your winters are usually a bit harsher than ours out here in California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they usually don't get wicked until the end of December. So, you know, I'm just taking the good while I can, you know.
Well, that is a good thing. So how can I help you, Tommy?
Yeah, I have, developed some sort of, you know, it could be a tendonitis, or it feels like, you know, it could be like a stretched muscle, and I'm just trying to see what's the best course of action to, I guess, restore it.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
I'd probably say, probably for at least 9 months.
Okay. Did it kind of start off small and just sort of slowly got, you know, more of a problem?
Yeah, I might have, like, noticed it, like, after carrying, like, a lot of bags at some point. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't, like, you know, sometimes it wasn't sharp or something. Sometimes it would appear like if I moved my arm funny, but then I realized that it was actually staying with me a lot longer than I had, been used to. And, it's not like not always, like, in constant pain, but, like, now, I'd say it's probably, like, 50%.
Okay. Do you notice that any weakness in your hand, numbness or tingling?
In my actual hand, no numbness or tingling.
Mm-hmm. And it feels about as strong as the other arm does?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, while there's a lot of things that could be going on, the type of thing you're describing is usually very much about a type of repetitive stress type of thing, which could be tendonitis, it could be bursitis. Do you notice there's a particular time of day that it's worse? Like in the morning or?
I probably would say like in the evening, just because I guess, I'm a lot of times if I'm like just throwing up my hand just to like relax or something, the pain kind of like catches me off guard. So I don't know if it's just the amount of like the extension, but I guess I'm probably more aware of it when I'm home, and I guess like in the evening time. But I can't necessarily say like it acts up more. I think I probably just like literally try to unwind in the evening time, so I'll probably feel it more.
And the time of day that it comes up, that could also determine, a little bit more what's going on. So, but it sounds like something pretty straightforward. I mean, generally, are you in pretty good health?
I would think so.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend, really in particular to manage the discomfort, well, the first thing I would suggest is finding someone who can take a look at it for you. Have you had any type of evaluation or anything on it?
Not really. I mean,
I've
had like a shoulder pain at one point, and it was diagnosed with some type of like I guess bursitis or something. I think even at one point they actually went in to do some type of like procedure, but then when they went in, they said like, it wasn't what they thought. And at that point I was like, you know what? I'm not really feeling the whole medical establishment anymore.
Yeah.
So I just usually like to do self, self healing measures. So it was, like I said, when I looked it up, either it felt like it was either like a tear, bursitis, or a tendonitis thing from like descriptions I saw that other people had.
Yeah.
And I think
at certain times of the year, things like that are going to flare up more. What I would suggest would be to, either contact somebody who is specific towards, joint mobility. And, that could be a chiropractor. That could be a doctor of osteopathic medicine. You could also go through acupuncture. I've known folks who have gotten amazing results through that. If you want to just kind of see what you can do at home, if you can find somebody who can do, who really knows what they're doing with massage, go to some place where they can actually go in there, and sometimes all it needs is just to have, someone really get in there and do some good deep massage work on it. Now, it's going to hurt. I will tell you this. It is not pleasurable when they really go in. And that can be something that allows it to release and increases the mobility and reduces the pain. I would definitely suggest, doing, rolling with your shoulder, have it just bring your arm all the way up and try to make as full a circle as you can. And then take a look at the points where you have the most pain. And, you know, the movement, the key thing is the more movement you put in, the better that's mm-hmm. going to be. While at the same time, you know, be careful about lifting with that arm. Allow it to guide you on. It's like, okay, if a particular way of lifting triggers it up, you want to listen to your body and go, okay, let me try to do this a different way. But, you know, it really does sound, you know, very much, it's very consistent with either bursitis or tendonitis. And, you know, bursitis being, you know, the swelling, there's like a little, almost like a cushion that's in there and called a bursa. And it's sort of like a shock absorber and it allows for free movement. But if that gets inflamed, that bursa, you know, goes into a state which we call bursitis. When you see itis something, that means that there's an inflammation.
Okay.
So tendonitis is inflammation of the tendons that are holding the shoulder together. Because the shoulder, it's not like the hip where it's a ball and, you know, like a ball that fits into a socket. It really is just kind of a group of bones that are held relative to each other by tendons and ligaments. So it's, you know, it's very easy for that to get overused. And, you know, especially from our younger years, when our activities from when we were young catch up with us, it is something that can flare up. Or if it's, you know, been really, you know, used a lot. So definitely, you know, look into finding, getting some body work into there. Look into acupuncture, because like I said, I've had some folks who have gotten some amazing results from that. And, you know, if there's a chiropractor nearby, you know, you can go in and have them take a look at it because maybe it just kind of is slightly out of place and it just needs to be popped back into place. So, you know, as far as comfort things, you can alternate ice and heat. Ice for like 10 minutes and then put some heat on for 10 minutes. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, gels and things that, you know, you can kind of rub in there that, you know, might help reduce the pain. And most of those, especially like Icy Hot and things like that, they're called counter irritants, which basically means that your body is going to pay attention to hot, cold, or pain. Well, it's going to view hot and cold as a more immediate threat to the system. So what the nerves are going to do is they're going to redirect and acknowledge the hot and the cold, so it reduces the body's sensitivity to pain. And that's kind of how those work. They don't really do anything for the condition itself, but what they do is they trick the body into not paying attention to it. But, you know, that can also give you some relief. So, you know, good luck with that, my friend, and definitely let me know how that goes.
Definitely will do. Thank you so much for the advice.
Well, you are absolutely welcome, and hey, if you want a house call, it's only $1 a mile.
You're in California, right?
Yes. You have a wonderful holiday, and thanks for calling.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
So, it really is, yeah, you know, so important when we pay attention to the body. And, you know, and really I commend Tommy for taking the time to say, hey, you know, what do I need to do in order to help this? Because often we just set aside what it is that we're going through physically. You know, there's that, all right, just, you know, muscle through it, get through it, no pain, no gain. I cannot describe how much I disagree with that phrase, no pain, no gain. If there is pain, that means that something is not what it should be, and your body's trying to tell you that. Paying attention, listening to what the body is telling us, is going to ultimately lead to such an improvement in quality of life. Because when you know that something's wrong in your system, and it doesn't matter how many people tell you, it's like, no, there's nothing wrong. If you feel there's something wrong, find out what it is. Bring yourself back into balance. And when we have those great big lists of things that are necessary, taking care of yourself should be number one. Because if you don't take care of yourself, everything else on that list is at risk. When you take time to allow yourself to be treated in a way that you would treat anybody else. If somebody else were having a problem, were having an issue, I'm sure that, you know, pretty much probably all of you would say, okay, I need to do this, but hey, this person needs me, so I need to go and take care of them. You're willing to make adjustments in your schedule and what you're doing in order to take care of someone you love. That should also apply to yourself. That should also apply to who you are and what you are and how important, because if you think of all the people that really need you there, how can you be there for them if you do not make yourself a priority? How can you be able to be the best possible parent, friend, caregiver, you know, care provider, whatever? How can you be the best that you can be if you're not taking care of yourself? Which is usually the first advice we give anybody else anyway. Hey, you need to take care of yourself. You need to, you know, rest up. We need to make rest and self-care necessary. All the other stuff, not necessarily necessary. So give yourself a break. Maybe you don't need to go as crazy on Christmas as you normally do, especially if it's not something that brings you pleasure. Is it something that you have to do or something that you get to do? And while it's wonderful to focus on pleasing other people, that can't be at the expense of taking care of yourself. It's important to know your limits. It's important to listen when you know that either physically, mentally, or energetically, spiritually, you don't have the energy to be able to do what other folks are asking you to. And no is a perfectly appropriate answer. No thank you is a very polite, perfectly appropriate answer. And by understanding and really embracing that the holidays are a wonderful, magical time, and to take some time to really appreciate that. Life is a wonderful, magical thing. And if we can remember not to pack the entire world into each and every moment, we can actually take some time to enjoy that. We can take some time to take care of ourselves when we need to take care of ourselves. So take care of yourself. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the magic. Remember what it was like to be young and have Christmas coming. Don't get so wrapped up in the things that other people want from you. Because even if they want something, that doesn't mean that they necessarily need it. It means that it creates a convenience for them. Create a convenience for you. There's a saying that someone told me a long time ago that lack of prior planning on your part does not constitute an emergency. So enjoy yourselves. Rest. Make it a priority. Ask for help. Delegate, or just say maybe not this year. Let yourself breathe. Let yourself enjoy. And if something's going on, if there's a pain or if there's something that needs attention, please make that a priority. You don't have to struggle through it. Because often what we delay only intensifies. So, I wish you balance. I wish you blessing. Thank you for joining me. I will be back again. And, yes, I will be on the air on Christmas. We will not be opening up the chat room, but we will be coming in and chatting. So if you want to be listening and hanging out, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, I wish you a wonderful holiday season, however you hold it. After the show, I will be checking into the chat room. And otherwise, if you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.